From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama held his first formal state dinner last night for the Prime Minister of India, Manmohan Singh. Under a giant tent on the South Lawn, the president publicly reassured India about its relationship with the U.S.
To the future that beckons all of us, let us answer its call and let our two great nations realize all the triumphs and achievements that await us.
The event was widely considered the hottest ticket in Washington since the inauguration. The 338-person guest list wasn't revealed until the last moment and included celebrities, prominent Indian business figures, and Democratic fundraisers. The death toll from a massacre in the Philippines 3 days ago is now 57 after more bodies have been found. The dead include relatives of a gubernatorial candidate, supporters, lawyers, and an estimated 18 traveling journalists. Officials have not determined a motive, but they say it could be related to the upcoming election. No one has been arrested, but officials say they are investigating a member of a powerful gang that has effectively ruled the province unchallenged. In Cambodia, prosecutors in the trial of a former Khmer Rouge jailer have recommended a 40-year prison term for his role in the deaths of thousands of people during the four-year-long rule of the Khmer Rouge. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Phnom Penh.
Khun Gek Yew today expressed remorse and apologized for being, in his words, solely and individually responsible for the loss of at least 12,380 lives at Tuol Sleng. To the survivors, he said, and there weren't many, I acknowledge all the crimes inflicted on you in both a legal and moral context. The man better known as Comrade Doik is the first senior Khmer Rouge leader to be tried for the crimes of the regime, but one of the survivors today said Doik's expressions of remorse were insincere and insufficient. Former Tuol Sleng prisoner Chum Mai also called the prosecution's recommendation of 40 years in prison for Doik unacceptable. This is not justice, he said. Doik should get 70 or 80 years or life for his crimes. An estimated 1.7 million people were executed outright or died from overwork, malnutrition, or torture during the 4 years of Khmer Rouge rule. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Phnom Penh.
The big Japanese carmaker Toyota says it will install new gas pedals in nearly 4 million vehicles due to a risk that they could stick and cause unintended acceleration. It's believed the accelerators can become stuck in factory floor mats. Toyota says the new pedals are shorter. The company is also recalling 110,000 Tundra pickup trucks registered in cold weather states. The government says the frames on the trucks can rust excessively, allowing spare tires to fall onto the road and causing hazards to other cars and their occupants. From Washington, this is NPR News. The Washington Post has announced it will close its remaining national bureaus, offering jobs back home in D.C. to 6 reporters currently in Chicago, New York, and Los Angeles. As NPR's David Folkenflik reports, it is one more sign of the shrinking ambitions of many major American newspapers.
The Washington Post always contained within it a contradiction. It had the assured financial strength of a crackling regional newspaper and the global journalistic reach of leading national papers such as the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal. That tension exploded as the Post, a longtime moneymaker, became a money loser. While the Post still maintains a healthy foreign staff, the paper says it has already closed bureaus in Austin, Denver, and Miami. But now, executive editor Marcus Brauchley says in a memo that the Post will no longer have a presence in the nation's 3 largest cities. Instead, he says reporters will go wherever needed to cover the news most important to the people of Washington and its environs, whether that involves local developments or national politics. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
The Catholic Diocese of Fairbanks has reached a tentative settlement of almost $10 million with representatives of almost 300 alleged victims of sex abuse by clergy. The agreement in Alaska still needs to be made final. It was discussed yesterday in federal bankruptcy court, but the issue still won't be resolved if the deal is made final because an attorney for plaintiffs says some of the payoff money would be put aside to pursue up to $100 million more from 2 insurance companies that have resisted paying on behalf of the church. Another hearing on the matter is scheduled for a week from this Friday. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.